Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for being with us today. Our small business spotlight is a return guest. His name is Peter Sherinian. He's from the Quill and Nub that's located in the historic Valley Junction. Welcome back to the broadcast. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be back.
The last time we talked about clothing, we talked about the Quill and Nib. I want to spend some time talking about the art of penmanship. And, sometimes a forgotten art among many people. They don't spend a lot of time writing. We spend a lot of time on keyboards.
That's right. And it's sort of funny because you wouldn't think that that is what's happening in our modern computer age.
Right.
Everybody's using the keyboard.
Right.
But believe it or not, the fountain pen is back, and it's back even more than it ever was.
Why, you think? What's making the difference?
That's a very good question. And there's multiple answers. First is a sort of rejection of the keyboard.
Hmm.
And now, typing and typewriters have been around more than 100 years than in Milwaukee. But the aspect of writing, physically writing, is far different than typing on a keyboard.
Well, it's more personal.
Yes, absolutely. And the fountain pen, which goes back thousands and thousands of years, I mean, they had stylus, what they called styluses in ancient Egypt, and tools for writing once it was invented on paper, the Chinese, of course. But the physical act of actually writing. And then what's interesting about a fountain pen, and I can attest to this myself, having terrible handwriting. And it took me about 6 months working at Quill and Nib before I actually bought a fountain pen and started using it. I was sort of afraid of them. But once I started, it was interesting because my handwriting slowed down, became actually legible, which my boss, Rob Beers, complained terribly about. And then also my thought process.
Hmm.
You know, how am I writing? You're looking at it and you're saying, well, that's not legible. Let's try again. And then, you know, you make that E so it looks like an E.
Sure. Peter, in this world that we have that's struggling to make more time, I mean, it's always about time. Where we, 18% of the people in this country say they work in excess of 60 hours a week.
That would be me.
That would be me as well. So how do we take it back a notch to be able to spend some time writing?
Well, you have to literally take that time into your schedule, put it into your schedule, or take yourself, your life out of your schedule to, do this. And if you're really writing, and you're journaling, or you're in the process of writing a book like I am, that does take time.
It does.
And it might be 12 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know.
Well, there is something really personal about utilizing writing instruments. And I've always thought that if you spend money wisely and you buy the best that you can possibly afford, that will stay with you for a long time.
Yes. Well, generally, let's hope so. And when it comes to writing instruments, that's usually the case. Most companies do a very good job of making a writing instrument so that it works and it lasts. Now, you could spend as little as $4 on a cheap fountain pen. you could spend less than $50 on a good quality fountain pen, a company called Lamy out of Germany. There are other companies. You could spend $10,000.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, and the secret is two things: the flow of the ink into the nib, and then the nib itself.
And that would then indicate how smoothly it writes, how legibly it writes, how long it writes, those kinds of things.
Yeah,
we're talking with Peter Sherinian. He is with the Quill and Nib, and that's in Valley Junction here in West Des Moines. There's also something about status, isn't there, with regard to this?
Oh, yes. Status is, you know, when you, for me, for example, when a customer, you know, signs his credit card slip, they're buying something, I always hand them my pen. And not everybody really notices it. They don't necessarily say anything. But some people look at it and say, wow. Okay. But there's also a prestige aspect of, you know, it says something about you as a person. You care enough to give someone a pen. But also people who have their own pen, they have that pen because they appreciate its quality, the company that made it, its value. It may be worth quite a lot of money, and they appreciate having a writing instrument that does what they want it to do, writes well for them.
Lots of times in antique stores and other places, we see fountain pens that have, you know, maybe they were from the 1930s and 1940s.
Yeah.
Are those able to be reconstituted and utilized again?
In a lot of cases, indeed. There is a company out of New York City, the Penn Hospital, that does a very good job of refurbishing pens. Now, they can't do everything. There's some, right, just some pens that just can't be repaired. I have one like that myself. And it's got a glass tip nib, and I wish I could get it fixed, but I can't. So that's the way it goes.
So, but there are people, and just out of curiosity, if somebody doesn't know anything about those, can they come to you and sure, say, can you handle this?
They can come to us, and we may or may not be able to get it to the manufacturer. If we can't, then we can recommend this company.
Sure.
And they're very good. They get stuff done fast.
When we talk about writing instruments, and there's all kinds of writing instruments, I prefer, quite frankly, I have a fountain pen as well, but I prefer a rollerball, and I just,
sure,
prefer a rollerball because I don't have to worry about it leaking.
Exactly.
Some other things like that.
Yeah.
There are also fine manufacturers of rollerball pens.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, yeah. And most companies that make fountain pens make rollerballs,
mm-hmm,
as well as ballpoints. Now, what's the difference? With a rollerball, it uses more of a fountain pen type ink.
Right.
With the exception of it's got the aspect of a ballpoint. But the ball that's in place is different. It's usually either titanium or an actual ruby.
Really?
So it creates a better
much
flow.
Much gliding flow.
Yeah, like a fountain pen.
Got it.
A ballpoint, the ball isn't as fine as a titanium or a ruby, so it will scratch the paper.
Got it. We're talking with Peter Sherinian from the Quill and Nib in West Des Moines, Valley Junction.
Yeah.
Peter, how many pens do you have over there at your place?
That's a good question. Probably 1,000.
1,000 pens.
Yes. Now, some of them are from different manufacturers.
Sure.
Some of them are pens that are, a majority of them actually, are pens that the owner, Rob Beers, makes. And now, myself, he's teaching me how to make pens, and I have a few there that I've made that are for sale. And that's been a totally new experience for me.
I bet it has been.
I loved doing woodworking when I was at Calnan Junior High School. And I learned some interesting little techniques. And learning how to do pens brought all those memories back.
Sure.
And
handcrafted, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I love wood. I love making wood pens. You also have acrylic, which is a little bit more difficult material to make a pen from. There's a little bit more work involved.
Can individuals, for example, come to the Quill and Nib and say, okay, look, I want a custom pen, you know, maybe a different design, maybe a different color?
Exactly.
You guys do that?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. We will do that. We'll make custom pens for them. And the pricing ranges from $85 to $400 on average.
Very nice.
Which is about half of what you would get if you went online.
Uh-huh. There you go. The Quill and Nib in Historic Valley Junction. I think I am a fan of good pens. I don't write well.
Well, you know, we have that in common.
But I am such a fan of that. And I also think that when you carry a good pen, it also says something about the overall image that you're trying to send.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Peter, thanks so much for coming back and talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
Peter Sherinian, ladies and gentlemen, the Quill and Nib. We will have all the links up on the podcast. More to come on the Business News Hour.